The musician Michelle Indigo-Cello is set to play live for us today from the stage of World Cafe Live. She has a new album called The World Has Made Me the Man of My Dreams. Since she rapidly emerged on the scene with the Plantation Lullabies album back in the 90s, Michelle has continued to follow her own muse from album to album, perhaps not always in a planned manner, as we find out when I ask her about the influence of her latest album, which was an instrumental disc, on this new one.
Well, I think playing all those for a year with just playing the bass kind of was what was informative. I just got to develop the bass skill a little bit more, and I think that affects my writing. But yeah, to me, they're all on the same continuum. Yeah, the world influences me, or the people I'm around, more than the last thing I did.
Right. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the themes that you've sung all about, written about on every album are here on this album. It's just what you're thinking about them nowadays.
Yeah.
I'm interested in you and religion. You grew up Baptist?
Uh-huh.
Was it strong?
Oh, yeah. It's just the imagery. It was burdensome of hell, fire, and some, I guess, the art that I was exposed to of it as well. It just was... I found it dehumanizing and fearful. Yeah.
but there's a lot of you write a lot about faith anyway, but it isn't necessarily faith that has to do with religion. I mean, there's a lot of love in what you write about.
I guess I'm trying to learn to have faith in myself and in people, and be wise enough to know I can never know the mystery.
One of the high points of the new album is a piece called Sloganeer's Paradise, which is real powerful piece of music, which seems to be directed at suicide bombers, but then it turns in a different direction at the end. Without sloganeering, where did that come from?
Oh, like slogans, like the, you know, ideology, you know, if I kill myself and I'm a martyr, that guarantees me paradise, or we're the chosen people, or, you know, black power. I guess as I get older and experience the world, I'm really trying to get rid of the idea of the other. And there's no hierarchy in suffering. I don't know. I think they're all books, or I don't know. It's just hard to realize that it's causing so much destruction on the planet, religion. So to me, the song is though about despair, or what do you want me to believe in? You know, the president and these other leaders. I just can't seem to figure it out for myself. So that's what that's about. And I imagine sometimes that you have to be in great despair to want to blow yourself up. And the conditions that a lot of people live in, it makes them head towards religious ideology or other things to try to comfort their despair. And it's hard to live in a society where you're just beaten down with advertisements or things you should have the way you should be.
I brought up love, and I bring it up with you because this is sexuality that runs through so much of what you do, and it's really hot. It's really great. And so I thank you for that. But was that something that ties, I guess that's what ties us all together.
Touch, human compassion, and being cared for. Like, I guess the news, it's not like I'm pessimistic at all. I'm quite joyful. But, you know, this all comes to an end, and you hope that you have people around you that are truly caring and love you, not just sexual, because even that is, I'm sorry, every commercial I turn on is for some male drug or male enhancement sex drug to make you, and I wonder where we're heading as a species or as human beings, or
well, you got a song about that evolution on here too as well. In the set today, you play bass, but you also get off the bass and get to play lead singer. I love your moves. I love how you do that. Why did you pick the bass to begin with? Why was the bass your instrument?
I used to have a stock answer, I guess, but I don't know. It just doesn't But I realized my mind, it was just around. I liked it. It allowed me to play with my brother. He played the guitar. You know, complimented. Wasn't a deep thought, but I try to learn to play everything. Like, I have a tiny accordion. I got a drum set. I just try to be able to write on different instruments.
How do you write? What do you write?
Oh, it's different all the time. Sometimes just words. Sometimes it's beats. Or I have a tiny little 8-track and strum my guitar. Just or whatever you have access to. Or I like writing with Oren and Chris and Mark. And when you come to a full show, it's got an array of songs, but we've all arranged and put them together.
But this is a particularly great communicating band. They just you guys play really well together. So let's stop talking about it and go to the stage and hear some of it. From Michelle, thank you so much for spending some time today.
I'm so grateful. Thank you for having me here.
Michelle Ondaatje, cello, as we go to the stage of World Cafe Live.
So sorry I can't play no soft music. And still further need the sun. Evolution's ending, we'll further need the sun. We'll further need the sun. Get a bang out of life, suicide, straight to paradise. If you're the chosen, why don't you just kill yourself now, kill yourself now? The sad fate of beautiful people.
All right.
Michelle Indigiacello and her great band on stage at World Cafe Live. Oren Blodau on guitar and a great set of music. That was Top Shelf finishing up the set. Thanks to Michelle for spending some time with us and for playing live. Michelle Indigiacello, that new album is called The World Has Made Me the Man of My Dreams. Coming up, the new album from Joe Jackson. It's next when we get back here to the World Cafe.